On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kahn. Thanks for being here. You've aligned to Republican State Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay as we discuss the future of education. He had a bill that would have required schools to give reading tests multiple times a year to 4K through second graders. It was vetoed by the governor Friday. Are you the parent whose child has struggled to learn to read? Do you think they would benefit from more rigorous testing? Do you think the standardized testing is a productive thing or a bad thing? 800-642-1234. Representative Joel Kitchens' district includes Door and Kewaunee counties, plus areas of Brown and Manitowoc counties. Representative Kitchens, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So the governor vetoed your bill, saying that it lacks new funding to carry out the changes and the goals of additional mandatory testing for these young children. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think the bill is really being mischaracterized as being more testing. This is not standardized testing. These are quick screens that take a minute or two that would be done multiple times a year so that we can identify these children that are struggling to read and put plans in place to get them reading. So it's totally being mischaracterized. I'm very disappointed that the governor chose to veto this. It did have bipartisan support, and we are in such a crisis situation in Wisconsin with our reading. We have to be doing something differently.
So as you see to do things differently, what would these tests give you in terms of being able to set these children on a path where they could read?
Sure. Well, we heard from so many parents around the state who thought that their kids were struggling to read when they were in the first and second grade. But when they went to the teachers, they would say, oh, you know, just read to him more, he'll be fine. Then they get to fourth grade when they do the standardized test and they find out their kid can't read. And by that point, they are so far behind that it's very, very difficult to catch up. And we know that those kids that can't read by fourth grade, their chances of graduating, of leading productive lives, drops dramatically. So if we have these early interventions, if we catch these kids, you know, in kindergarten, in first grade, and put in the proper plans to get them back on track, you know, we can keep them out of special education, we can keep them in school. So, I think it's really vital. The first step has to be that we identify these kids.
I was struck by, across the chamber, in the other chamber, Senator Lena Taylor, who said, look, we already do the testing. We already know we are failing. We already know we're rock bottom. I get tired, she said, of us studying our way into a circle. What is your response to her?
Well, she obviously misunderstands what this is. Again, this is not more standardized testing. This is screens to catch these kids early and get them back on the right track. Yes, we do know we have a problem. We don't need more testing to show that we have a problem. We need more testing so that we can address the problems and get these kids reading. We have the worst achievement gap between Blacks and whites in Wisconsin in the country, dead last. Our African-American students are dead last in reading. We need to reach these kids early. It's our one chance of really, you know, breaking the cycle of poverty that we see.
You know, something that struck me was, like, where do we find the four-year-olds? Because not every elementary school has 4K, and certainly not full-day 4K. Why not first get 4K straight across the state and perhaps make it full day 4K and then go about doing all the testing?
Well, I mean, I'm supportive of 4K, and I think most of our districts in the state have that, but that's a bigger and sort of a different argument. You know, we have to deal with what we have right now, I guess. So yeah, we want to reach them as soon as we can. Actually, I mean, if you look at the science of brain development, even 4K is too late for some of these kids as far as brain development. So yeah, I would love to reach them earlier, but that's a bigger separate argument, I guess.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Joel Kitchens, a Republican state assembly person representing Door and Kewaunee counties. We're discussing education issues, bills he's backing, with your thoughts on reading. 800-642-1234. Let's go to Annalisa in Green Bay. Hi, Annalisa. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have several. First of all, I don't think this is a role for the legislature. This belongs in the Department of Public Instruction. Secondly, I think this is a ludicrous idea. I think it's over control, and it's totally underestimating teachers. good teachers are assessing children all the time. So that is my comment. I would also say that the role of parents is to read with children at home. And that is one place where parents can be involved in a productive way to help the child read better. Thank you.
Thank you, Annalisa. Representative Kitchens, you know, Annalisa making the point that teachers are doing these little checks all the time.
You know, I think that there are districts around the state that are doing a great job with it, but our education establishment has really not embraced these changes, these different methods of teaching reading in Wisconsin like they have in other states. Mississippi, which traditionally has been dead last in the country, now has soared past us because they've adopted these new strategies. So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when she talks about parents reading to their children, of course that's important, but it's sort of like a golf swing where if you have a bad swing, practicing the same swing over and over is not going to make you a better golfer. Reading is not intuitive for children, for most children. They have to be taught the proper way to do it. And, you know, I think when I listened to the DPI secretary and her comments about this, sort of about how, well, it's not really that bad. We just, you know, parents just need to read more to their kids. I mean, if you look at how far we have fallen, our African-American students are now dead last in the country, as I mentioned. That's 32 places they've fallen since 1992. We are not moving in the right direction. So to think that we're just going to put more money into doing the same thing over and over is, in her words, ludicrous.
Well, explain, what are the costs associated with this in providing individual reading plans for students?
Sure. Well, this bill does provide the funding for the assessments themselves for the districts to get the software and learn how to do that. You know, this is just the first step. This is not going to solve it by itself. Representative Thiesfeld, who's the chair of the Education Committee, he and I have been working on getting funding for more reading coaches to teach teachers the proper way to implement these programs. They were not taught this in college, most of them. So that's going to be one of the costs. As far as the long-term cost, if we can keep these kids out of special education and reach them early, that dramatically reduces costs. So, I think if you look at the big picture of this is going to save us money.
So, but in terms of millions of dollars, what would have cost to implement this type of directive?
Well, like I said, the screenings themselves, we will pay for. So that's not, you know, there's no cost to that. Again, we will, you know, the intention is that this is the first step and we're going to hire more reading coaches to go to the districts and teach these teachers the newer methods of teaching reading.
Let's go to David now in Glenwood City. Hi, David.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes. And you're a teacher.
Yes, I am. I'm a teacher. I am in my 15th year of education, work a lot with reading and reading data. One point, I agree with a great deal of what he's saying, disagree with some things. I just really want to emphasize that scores are directly correlated to economics here. I mean, yes, we need to do reading screens. Yes, we need to do a lot of the things that you're mentioning, but we also need to be aware of the underlying economic causes. Part of the reason why some reading scores are low is because of the lack of support in the community and the lack of support measures we have in those communities.
You're saying that it is indicative of other issues as well that are happening in the child's life. Is that what I'm hearing, David?
Well, we can hire reading coaches if there are even people who want to be teachers. But at the same time, we need people to have community support behind what we're doing. And you know, a test is one thing, but, you know, there's wider issues here, and it speaks to larger social safety net issues.
Larger social safety net issues. Representative Kitchens.
Oh, I agree with him completely. I mean, when students struggle in school, that's just, you know, one aspect. It generally is. I mean, if you look at our school report cards, the districts with higher poverty levels always have lower report cards. That's a fact. But education is our one chance to break that. And if we don't teach these kids how to read early, they will not break that cycle. So that's where these early interventions and getting them reading, getting them back on track, that's why it's so important. But again, no, certainly the social, all those things interact with this. And that's, you know, this is just one aspect of it.
We have Republican Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay, Vice Chair of the Assembly Committee on Education. He's sharing ideas on learning in Wisconsin schools. How much involvement should the state have in setting the agenda and curriculum for public schools? What questions do you have for the assemblyperson? What should the legislature prioritize in its oversight of public education? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Reading proficiency in the early years is considered to be a predictor of academic success later in life. We're talking with Representative Joel Kitchens about the latest effort to make sweeping changes in how reading is taught in schools. Also discussing bills on incorporating a civics curriculum. What should the legislature prioritize in its oversight of public education? 800-642-1234. Republican Representative Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay is with us for nine more minutes. Let's bring in John now in Eau Claire. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I admit I'm a little bit old-fashioned. I grew up in poverty. I went to a one-room school. We did not have kindergarten. When I got to school, I could read because my mother read to me a lot. My sister read to me a lot. This is all about good parenting. There isn't enough money in Wisconsin to throw at the school system to make up for incompetent parenting. We've got drugs. We've got constant televisions and social media occupying parents, too much alcohol, and we've forgotten what parental responsibility is. I applaud the legislator for trying to develop new ways of teaching kids once they get to school, but we must recognize that we have a parenting problem.
Representative, thank you. Yeah, thank you, John. Representative Kitchens, parents not doing their part in preparing these kids for school.
Well, certainly parents are the most important teachers that a kid has, but there are a lot of very good parents who do have kids that struggle to read. Some of them are dyslexic. There are, you know, different things going on there. So absolutely, parenting is the most important issue, but that doesn't make up for all of the problems that we have. And we have to deal with society as it is, sort of not as we wish it would be, I guess. So we're trying to get these kids back on track who often got off to a very poor start, who didn't have, you know, stable family situations.
Let's bring in Michelle in Middleton, who is a teacher. Michelle, hi. What is your perspective here?
Hi, thank you so much for being on the show. I am letting me speak. My perspective as a teacher is that, yes, we always need to focus on reading, but at the same time, there are issues of ELL students not getting enough support. Our class sizes are way too large. There's pretty much not even enough money going into education at all in the state of Wisconsin, and we need to focus more on making sure that our class sizes are staying down and that we're getting trained paraeducators who are getting paid a quality wage so that they want to do the work so that we can have help in our classrooms.
Michelle, thank you. Michelle brings up a number of points there, but essentially it is funding at the end of the day, Representative Kitchens.
Well, I wouldn't say that funding is everything. That's sort of whenever we discuss any change like this, that's the first thing. Oh, you just need to give us more money. And I'm not going to argue about the whole education budget right now, but this is important stuff. I mean, the most important thing that we can do for young people is get them to read. The saying goes that in the first few years, kids learn to read, and after that, they read to learn. If they don't learn to read, the rest of it is irrelevant. So, you know, I want to really focus on that.
I want to move on here to civics. You voted for a bill that would require civics education in grades kindergarten through 12. What are students not learning about by way of how government functions?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's vital for a democracy, of course, for people to be involved and for them to understand government. So I do think that it's important that they learn how our government functions. And they, you know, we need, for a democracy to succeed, we need an educated electorate. So I think that's the reasoning behind it. Most districts are doing the job on this. There are some that are not. So I think it's you know, it's just sort of setting a standard that all kids need to learn the basics of government.
Where do you see lawmakers on this particular front in terms of civics and what should be taught?
Well, you know, again, I think that kids just need to learn the basics of how government works. And, you know, and I think most of us, I don't recall the vote on that, but the majority of, you know, of us supported that idea.
You support a bill that would restrict how schools can teach or talk about race and sex discrimination. What are your concerns?
Well, you know, I think that we hear from a lot of parents that have concerns about how their kids are being, about how these issues are being taught in the schools. Now, you know, the governor didn't sign that bill. I never expected the governor to sign it, but I do think it's an important conversation for us to have. I think parents need to be involved in these things. You know, as has been mentioned by some of the callers, parents are the most important teachers and they should be discussing these things. If they are, it's not as big a deal. But so many parents just sort of trust the schools to educate their kids. And I think this has been sort of a wake-up call recently for a lot of parents to become involved and you know, and look over what their kids are being taught in schools.
Yeah, supporters of the bill had called for a tighter rein on what students are learning about the role of racism and gender discrimination in our country's past and present. How do you want that changed, or what do you want classrooms to be talking about when they talk about racism in America?
You know, I think I think we should have those discussions absolutely in schools. In my opinion, we certainly shouldn't be telling people not to teach about past racism in the country or present racism for that matter. But it just needs to be presented as these are ideas, not that this is doctrine. This is the way it is. So, you know, it's just, again, I certainly favor open discussion of all these issues. And our past is not always pretty.
Talking with Joel Kitchens, a Republican state assembly person representing Door in Kewaunee counties, as we look at legislation, he's backing bills moving at the Capitol as they relate to education. Your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. Becky would like to bring up civics. Hi, Becky. What is on your mind?
Oh, hello, and thank you so much for taking the call. And I'm very, very glad that members of our state government are concerned about and focused on the importance of education, especially critical things like reading, literacy, and civics. But when he dismissed the issues of money and he says, oh, just throwing money at it, if you look at the bottom line of how much we are not spending in the schools as compared to just 10, 20, 30 years ago, the amount of spending hasn't actually kept up with cost of living, keeping the lights on, doing repairs in the schools, and of course, paying living wages, not just to the teachers, but to all the rest of the support staff in the schools. When places like Mississippi are paying more, and unfortunately, I know young people who've gotten their education degrees in Wisconsin, who've gone to other states, even to the Detroit area, because they were paying a living wage for people starting out in teaching better than what Wisconsin was. That is a crime when we're actually exporting teachers to other states. Young people who have all the latest information on how to teach reading and civics and other things, and they leave our state because they can no longer be a professional in this state and pay off their loans and be a taxpayer that would
Becky,
be part of the solution.
Yeah, Becky, thank you. Representative Kitchens, you know, funding education is a central issue, as Becky says here. What is your response?
Well, certainly funding is a big issue, and I'm not dismissing that. It's certainly one of our largest expenditures each time we do the budget. So I'm not going to dismiss that. I do think, though, that people look at Wisconsin and they say, oh, we have a teacher shortage just because you're not paying teachers enough. There's a national teacher shortage. This isn't just Wisconsin. In fact, we are well above average in the number of teachers that our shortage is not as bad as most states, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So the idea that somehow there's this mass exodus from Wisconsin because it's so much better everywhere else, it's just really not true.
I want to leave a bit of space for the pandemic here. We're still in it. What should the state do to continue fighting COVID, to help businesses in your area that are struggling? What are next steps?
Wow. Well, that's a change of pace there. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, we're moving in the right direction on it, certainly. And I think that that's going to, continue as we've been doing. I think that we're moving in the right direction on COVID.
So you feel like when you talk with, businesses in Sturgeon Bay, that they feel supported?
Yeah, I really have not been hearing a lot of complaints about how things are being done. I think in different, in Madison, certainly when I'm down there, they still have the mask mandate and that type of thing. We don't have that up here. I'm not hearing a lot of complaints about it up here, I guess.
Representative Kitchens, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. And just to wrap up, though, I would like to say that when you look at the other states and how they're doing with reading, Wisconsin is falling like a rock. And to continue to do the same thing and think that it's going to get better is not the path we should be on. So
appreciate it. We have a 1 second here. News update is next on the Ideas Network.